This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United States condemned Friday China's abuse of ethnic and religious minorities, including what it called crimes against humanity and genocide in Xinjiang against Muslim Uyghurs and severe restrictions in Tibet. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will meet his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Alaska next week and is due to raise the treatment of Uyghurs, U.S. officials have said. China rejects U.S. charges that it has committed genocide against Uyghur and other Muslims in the remote western region, where activists say more than 1 million are held in internment camps. A United Nations investigator is accusing Myanmar's military junta of likely crimes against humanity and is urging international coordinated action to isolate and get rid of the regime. The report is under review by the UN Human Rights Council. Special Rapporteur Thomas Andrews says since Myanmar's military seized power from the elected government February 1st, security forces have murdered at least 70 people and arbitrarily arrested more than 2,000. British police said Friday that human remains found in woodland outside London was the body of Sarah Everard, whose disappearance last week has sparked anger and fears among women about their safety. The 33-year-old disappeared while walking home from a friend's house in South London last Wednesday. Police have arrested a serving officer on suspicion of her kidnap and murder. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visited Northern Ireland Friday, where he was snubbed by one regional leader and faced criticism from another as tensions grow over the province's post-Brexit status. Northern Irish First Minister Arlene Foster met Johnson and urged him to undo intolerable new arrangements governing trade in and out of the region introduced in January.